This is Mistress Delia, and I have something interesting for you today. I have quite a list of anal play do's and don'ts, so I want you to take note of all of these for more enjoyable anal play. Number one, always use lube, and more lube. Water-based is usually best when you're playing with your ass. And just when you think you've used too much lube, it's usually just enough to start, but remember, you may need to add more during your session. 2. Cleanliness is key when it comes to anal play. Both you and your toy should be cleaned before playing. Use condoms for extra cleanliness. 3. When picking out an anal toy, always look for a flared base on a butt plug or a good set of balls on a dildo. Why? Well, let's just say you could Google rectal foreign object removal and see some very interesting images. This rule avoids all that. Number 4. The toy of your choice should be made of a non-porous material that can be sterilized, like silicone, metal, or glass. Number 5. Always start small and work your way up. Think fingers first, a small butt plug, a slim dildo. Good things come to anal play enthusiasts who wait. So, you can practice and work up to a larger toy. It is one of the sexiest journeys you will take. 6. You can use condoms on toys for ease of cleaning and smoothness. 7. Relaxation is key for anal masturbation. I can't say this enough. If you are nervous or tense, anal play likely will not feel great, and that's if you can slip in a toy at all. If you relax your muscles and take some deep breaths, your body will be more in tune to enjoy what feels amazing. 8. Double dipping is a no-no. It's a great rule for chips and dip, but also applies to anal play. Never use anal toys for any other type of sex play. Not sucking and not vaginal fucking. Get separate toys for those things. Number 9. Be aware of your body and listen to what it has to tell you. Your ass will let you know if something feels, oh yeah, that's so right, or ow, that's very wrong. A slight bit of discomfort is one thing, but pain means you've gone too big too soon. Number 10, when you begin to penetrate, the two sphincter muscles will contract. You've got an outer sphincter muscle that you can squeeze yourself and control. Go ahead, try it. I know you did. And then you have the inner sphincter muscle, which you have no control over. It's used to only being, well, positioned to push things out. So when you start to push something in, it can spasm. So here's my tip. Penetrate a little bit and then wait for the muscles to relax for about 10 to 30 seconds, maybe a little bit more. Repeat this slowly. If that internal sphincter tenses up, wait for it to relax again. When there's pain, stop, breathe, and wait for the muscles to get used to what you are doing. Now, I love these anal play tips, these do's and don'ts, and Miss Delia really wants you to use them to make your anal experiences so much better. And give me a call at 800-601-6975 when you are ready to get down and dirty with anal play.